It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Want to pass along to everybody, this is not out of any disrespect at all, but it was mentioned at the Tim Russert Memorial Service that they had at the Kennedy Center. At the Kennedy Center, I think that's where they held
that.
The
big one.
The public one that they had. This is Tom Brokaw, and we're going to use it as kind of a theme for this show. It's mellow, but we kind of like what he had to say. Let's give it a listen.
I want you to know at the outset that this is a celebration, and we're going to do it Irish style. There'll be some tears, some laughs, and the occasional truth.
Ah, yes. That's the part I like, the occasional truth.
I like it.
Very nice. So we're back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Penn Jillette will be joining us today. We've got the Hollywood Hot Sheet coming up. But before we do that, you're playing this nice sex music from Prince.
Yeah.
We had a great time. Carl and I had a great time last night.
At that party.
We came home and we're going through iPod. And, there's no secret that there's a bit of an age difference. And I'm going through stuff
between you and your iPod?
No, between Carl and myself, Rob Dragon. And now he's motivated.
Yeah, he's worked up.
She gave him motivation, and now that's all he's going to do for the rest of the show.
Yeah, because I'm always dragging ass.
You drag ass more than you know, Pally.
Oh, sure.
You and your protein shakes and your 13-pound weight loss pain in the ass.
I wish Rob would talk.
Hey. Rosy cheeks.
Is that a new shirt?
What?
I'm just trying the flattery thing again.
Now, shut up, Buzz.
Distraction.
You're going to get to your hedonism sex tape in a second.
Buzz, are those new shirts?
There's no tape.
Yeah, Buzz is wearing it. Buzz is like an 80-year-old woman in here during the break going, it's cold.
Yeah, ducked below 90, so he's dressed in layers.
I'm wearing three shirts today. Okay, well, we're fat, and it's going to stay cold in the studio. That's the way it works.
I don't have any body fat, so I can't keep warm.
I prefer the tropics.
We come home from dinner, and we go up, and I wanted to play some particular piece of music that was on the iPod for Carl. It might have been Frank because I just got that car with the Sirius in it, I've been listening to Frank.
Oh, that's right. You got a new car this week.
You can relate to this. Stop doing that to me.
Every Tuesday.
You can relate to you hear a song and you're trying to find it on iTunes. Mm-hmm. You're trying to track it down. And it's an obscure Queen-like song that Frank sings.
Right.
And you know the song, The One That Got Away. And Judy Garland sings it as the man that got away.
It's the gal who got away.
But it's the one that goes, I am an old queen. Dan, 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 dan. So it starts out with me not being able to find this. And then I play the horrible. No, well, it's not horrible. It's just not my cup of tea. The Judy Garland version.
Right.
And then we start getting into all the different music. And I say, there was a time when Rod Stewart wasn't Rod Stewart. That Rod Stewart was the lead singer of the Faces.
Right.
And Faces was one of my favorite groups. And I said, let's see if we can find this. And then Carla says, well, you've got to hear this. This is a song from Garbage that I'd really like you to hear.
Garbage.
And then we go back and forth. And we're doing this all night long, and we're having a blast. Mm-hmm. And it occurred to me that this would be a wonderful idea for the show.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do, it's going to be a segment, probably do this not this week, but next week, called Your iPod Sucks. Because it becomes clear very quickly that music is so incredibly subjective.
Yes.
That what,
very
one
personal.
Man's treasure. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get a gang of people in here.
A gang?
And we're going to go, and we're going to have a stack of iPods.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do the old iPod shuffle.
Great.
And as opposed to you guessing whose iPod it came from, we're going to play the selections from each iPod. And the way we did it last night was, you give it a 30-second hit, you give it a 40-second hit.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody digs it, and all of a sudden it's a home run, and you go around the room and you give the thumbs up, we might let it roll for a little bit longer.
Right.
But really, most people are going to give the other person's iPod the thumb down. And, of course, your judge and jury over here, I control things with the buzzer. So listen for that next week. Your iPod Sucks.
That'll
and
be fun.
Maybe.
I love it when you're judgmental.
If it really takes off. If it really takes off, we might actually involve some listeners and let them come down and bring their iPods down here as well.
We'll ridicule them.
We'll see what happens. So getting back to you, Mr. Turgid Pants, I have to ask you this. All the time that we've been talking about you being a swinger.
Yeah.
And all the time that we've been talking about, your proclivity for the buzz babes and all that stuff, I never knew that you actually did your swinging when you went to hedonism, because we sent Dennis Murphy down there. You were on the show when we sent Dennis down
there. Yes, yeah, and that was years after I had been three times.
Did we have a lengthy discussion about you and hedonism at that point?
We didn't talk about the resort because everyone was so distracted about what happened at the resort when I was there, but I believe I mentioned that it was hedonism when I first told the story.
I can't imagine you did.
But, you know, the fact is he has now, and you stopped us dead in our tracks.
Well, I had no idea it would have that effect.
I'd love for the listeners who have been with us that long to pipe in and see if he mentioned.
Well, Buzz was... Here's what I remember. Then you can fill in the blanks. Cool. And do you have sex music for this round?
I'll find you some.
Because really, that's important to have in the background.
I agree.
Here's what I remember. You're at a resort.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you might have mentioned that it was an all-inclusive resort.
Yeah, which is, in this case, hedonism, too, in Jamaica, near Negril.
And all I know is you got to know this couple, and you all became a little buzzed.
Right.
Pardon the expression.
Hey.
And you're on the beach.
Right.
And one thing led to another.
Exactly.
And it was just you roll with the with the moment.
Decided it best to go back into the room.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And this was Jamaica?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You asked me back
Hold on,
time.
I want to see what the music is that
this
Rob
is sexy.
Picked. That's sexy, and I like, you know, Rob has sexy that goes back to 1962.
The story goes back to 1962.
Just about. Not
how did it come up? I have to ask you again, and I know we've been over this before.
I'd be happy to answer this question.
Like, you're on the beach, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So there has to be one person that starts it. There has to be one moment. Now, you can always say, you know, when you kiss a woman for the first time, obviously.
Oh, okay. All
you
right.
go... You know, you say, well, she and I kissed. Mm-hmm. It happened at the same time. But you have to have a moment where you know that the person is accepting of your overture and you are still the person that's initiating. So the question I would have is on that beach a long, long time, back in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Back, you know, it was in Cuba.
Yes.
Right around the time Fredo was being kissed by Michael Corleone.
Exactly.
Around 85.
Who initiated the thing.
Clearly, I remember it was the woman who looked most like Bo Derek from 10.
That's what she looked like?
Yeah. I mean, that's
the
celebrity. Yeah, she did, and as a lot of women do when they go down there, but this woman was particularly attractive.
What did her husband look like, Dudley Moore?
Decent-looking average guy. Just probably be my best description of him. Very average.
Did you look at him?
Well, it's hard not to. We were on a nude beach. But
oh, no.
You see, they have
were you all naked on the beach?
Yeah, which is, that's how it starts.
Wait a minute. Wait, he's coming out of his shell. Hold on a
There are two beaches at Hedonism, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wait. I never knew. You didn't say this. You didn't say this on the old show.
I'm pretty sure I did.
That you were all naked?
Yeah.
I don't think
we have to get
that.
Some history. Wait, hold on a second. I've got a he did and a he did not.
Okay, let's hear them.
Let's go. Buzz, you might have to put away your Hollywood hot sheet for this segment.
Yeah, it might have to keep.
Let's go to Chris in Virginia. Chris, you say he did what?
He did say that he had been at Hedonism because you also mentioned that Bridget the Midget had been there.
Do you remember anything about that?
I remember around Dennis's time there that Bridget the Midget talked about having been there, but she wasn't there when I was there, which was, you know, a few years before.
Okay, well, you know, I don't care about that.
Doesn't matter.
What I care about now is that this happened. Did this happen in the daytime or the nighttime?
Daytime. It was afternoon.
Can I ask a question?
I thought it was like in the evening. I thought it was like that scene from The Firm.
Here's what I remember as the...
You know the scene I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Where he gets seduced.
The unofficial historian of the show is that you were in Jamaica.
Right.
You were on the beach.
Right.
There was rum and pineapple juice.
Oh, all day long from 9 o'clock in the morning on.
And what time is this that you... And I'm not, incidentally, this is not an inquisition.
No, I understand. I'm perfectly comfortable.
You tell me when it happened. We're just going over this story.
I'm going to say about 3 p.m.
3 p.m. this happened.
But sounds about right.
I don't remember it being a nude beach.
I don't either.
There's no way he has said that.
There are two beaches at Hedonism, too. There's the nude beach and the prude beach. And the prude beach isn't all that prudish because toplessness for women is allowed on that beach, but everybody has to wear pants.
So what you're saying is that the men that don't want to show, you know, their wieners, they go to the...
language.
They go to the beach that the beach where you keep your pants on.
What they call the prude beach.
The Irish beach, as I like to call it.
All right, we can call it that.
I would stay on the Irish beach.
Uh-huh. So
unless I could figure out a way to kind of, like, fake it.
When it begin with what, a prosthetic?
No, you just, you know, like they do in the movies.
What?
You know, Like you get a kind of a, hey, all right, the car was run off the road by a semi. Do you know what I'm talking about, Rob? All right, you get what I'm talking about here?
Right. All right. I'm with you.
So what were you going to say?
I was going to say, now, probably I'm guessing your beach day started at, what, about 10?
Yeah, or 9 even, possibly. Yeah, I've been out there for a while.
So did you eventually set up camp near them, or were you there all along? And
well,
we know how it ended. I'm curious how it began.
That is a great question. Had you had dinner with this couple? Had you gotten to know this couple, like, for the whole week?
This might have been our second or third day of hanging out with them at the beach, and the chairs go quickly, so you've got to grab a chair, and if you meet somebody, you know somebody, you want to be next to people you're more familiar with.
Now, you're at an all-inclusive, so yeah. I know when you go to one of those places, mm-hmm. you know, you say, hey, you guys want to have lunch with us, and it's very easy. You don't have to worry about tabs or tips or anything.
Right.
Had you dined with these people in the 3 days?
I'm sure we did at some
prior
point.
Prior to the intercourse.
I know they dined that night.
I don't recall for sure, but yeah, I'm sure we dined together more than once.
So you're on the beach and it's daytime. See, this mm-hmm. I thought this was a nighttime thing.
No.
I thought this had happened like you were relaxing after like an evening of drinking.
Right.
We all kind of
under
like,
paper lanterns.
Yeah, under paper lanterns. Mm-hmm. You all were sitting there listening to the ocean come in.
Right.
So this is during the day.
Right.
And now everybody's nude.
Yes. And as they have been all day.
As I asked you before, the Bo Derek lookalike,
mm-hmm.
she looks at you.
And at one point, I mean, we were having, here's what happens. You have
a
bunch
of naked, afro at that point.
You have a bunch of naked people in a foreign country. It's sunny, it's warm, you're drinking rum, and well, shocker, the subject of sex comes up.
So
it starts this conversation.
Rob's music.
Very timely, Rob. I like that.
I have so many questions about this. So the subject of sex comes up. You're talking about sex.
Yeah.
I asked you before and you didn't answer me. Did you have your big fro?
My hair was a little larger then, but not big.
Not out of control.
I wouldn't call it a fro.
Not like it was when you were in, what, New Orleans?
No,
when you had
I have pictures if you'd like to see them.
No, I must ask.
Stop. Do you have pictures of hedonism?
I do, yeah.
Of them?
Would you put them up on our website? Would you put, like, if you handpicked them?
I don't know. Yeah, if I handpicked them, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
But you rock. That's good. Can we get them on the website tomorrow, maybe?
I'll get them as quickly as I can. Let me make a note of it.
Yes, make a note. We'll get Buzz's pictures. This is from 1950.
This is huge. This was a quarter of a century ago.
Yes.
So, Buzz, I know that your memory, if it's not exceptionally clear, that's understandable. But the subject of sex came up.
Yes.
Do you have any recollection who first brought it up and how it came up?
Yeah, the subject. You said that she...
Because even I would think it would be less appropriate to bring up the subject of sex on a nude beach than it would on a closed
beach. Sex can come up with couples anytime. I mean, that can happen.
And usually you don't. I mean, there is an etiquette to being on a nude beach normally, but this was a private establishment for adults only.
Scratching your balls!
There were guards at the perimeter, and children were not under any circumstances ever allowed into this place.
Of course not. That's not the kind of place.
It was really kind of private in that respect. So otherwise, none of this would have ever happened.
She brought up the sex first?
I'm going to say yes. I don't have a precise recollection of who brought it up. But
do you have a precise recollection of the first physical contact?
I do.
Oh, tell me about that.
She got up out of her chair.
Yeah, baby.
And moved over to my chair.
Like sat on your lap?
Of the four of us, that was the first move.
So, like, you're sitting in a chair naked.
Yes.
And she comes over and sits in your lap?
And she's naked also. Did not sit on my lap, no.
She snuggled up next to you in your chair?
Next to me, yeah, sort of.
Do you feel at any point in retrospect that you were the prey?
Yes, and I don't mind that position.
Did you have all of your money when you left hedonism?
It was locked up in the front. It's all inclusive. So,
okay.
Yeah, I had
so
all
you
my
don't
money.
Even have your wallet out
right,
there.
Right, right.
So she sits next to you
uh-huh.
in the chair.
Uh-huh.
And you know, do you know immediately, hey, this is getting friendly. Is this after like a lengthy sexual discussion?
I don't know how lengthy it was, but it was a substantial discussion of the subject.
This is so much more detail, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
My pleasure. Listen, in my opinion, this is all out there anyway, so I have no
It's all out there, but I've never gotten... Have we ever gotten this much detail?
When you sat down that day,
mm-hmm.
would you have pursued anyone had you not been pursued?
If the opportunity had somehow presented itself in an obvious way, maybe. But I'm not really a very forward person in that respect.
Did she have the hair braiding like Bo Derek?
She did, yeah. It was very nice. I have a very fond memory of that.
Okay, that worked for me, right? You're doing a very nice job with this right now.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to continue this at a later time.
What, we're out of time?
Yeah, we have run out of time.
What about the Hollywood hot sheet?
I know, the Hollywood hot sheet's gone today.
It burst into flames.
You file that and you read it tomorrow when you're drunk.
Okay.
I'd say that every question answered prompted five more questions.
Beth Ann, please make a note.
Buzz for tomorrow.
We need to review this again on the show, all right? Either later on in this broadcast or tomorrow. We'll get back to the final story. When last we checked in, the lady that looks like Bo Derek had saddled over to Buzz in
next
the chair.
To me, yeah.
What, I have to ask, what was your lady doing? What was your lady doing at this moment?
The woman would have sat down on the right side of my chair.
Yes.
My wife was in the chair next to me on my left.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, interesting body language. And she's giving you a vibe.
You must be careful because the more you ask, the more questions there are.
I know. I'm sorry. We got to break.
And we must move on because you know what really merits is what was the next move?
I know.
The third.
Yeah. We'll tell you next time.
Well, we'll ask Pendulette if he does any swinging too. tell him. You guys have a lot in common.
Ask him about his visit to a gay bathhouse.
Okay. I will. You're a big fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I think he's a very smart man.
All right. Pendulette coming up on the big show and more later about Mr. Swinger, we're going to get deep.
Oh, settle down.
We're going to get real deep on this. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm all hot and bothered. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.